The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:41, Friday, October 23rd. It was dark in Chicago. I was working the early shift. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. About 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work on Fridays at this time with restaurant reviews and news. Good morning, Lieutenant. How you
doing? Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Are you okay? You're not in the studio with us.
I'm not actually. You know what? In case I get interrupted, I am. I'm at the COVID testing site. I'm like first in line to get tested this morning. So,
all right, good man.
They might tell me to move at some point during the next few minutes. But yeah, there's not that many people out here. If you're out to Forest Preserve Drive in Harlem, there was only about 10 cars when I pulled in here. So maybe once you get a COVID test, you can come now.
Well, stay healthy. Before we get to your main restaurant review, you hit another bakery you like this week, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah, I did these a couple weeks ago. I went to, but La Piñata Bakery at 4708 West Toohey. It's in Lincolnwood, but it's right there on the board. It's right by Cicero and Toohey, and there's like a little strip mall there. Mm-hmm. We actually talked about a bagel place that's in the same strip mall that's open 24 hours, but La Piñata Bakery, and it's a very nice, they do custom cakes if you need it, and it's although it's La Piñata, and they kind of have a Mexican theme. It's a Mexican family that runs it. They do stuff from different places, so you can get good macaroons there, and petit fours. But they also do what I think is the best is these churros.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the kind of churros you buy at the mall on those little stands, you know, that are all... I don't know. I never liked those very much.
It's like a long stick of sugar.
Right, yeah. And they're like kind of crispier at the mall. This is more, it's almost like a giant Long John that's, you know, that has some cream in it. They're like gourmet churros. So they're not your typical mall churros. They're gourmet churros at this place.
I like that. Yeah, not the kind you get at a festival. So La Piñata, 4708 West Toohey in Lincolnwood. Were you able to go inside? What kind of place is it?
Yeah, it's a little bakery. It's not the kind of place you eat inside, but you walk in, you can pre-order stuff. If you want to order like petit fours or a cake, you have to order it kind of in advance. But the rest of the stuff they have there, and you can walk in and pick out stuff. They make these great little decorated cupcakes. I got one of the Cookie Monster for my daughter, even though she's, you know, too old for Sesame Street, but she still likes it.
You'll eat it. Somehow I can't see you picking up some items over there at La Piñata Bakery in Lincolnwood and then going back to the police station where you're at on the northwest side there in Jefferson Park and saying to the guys and the women there, I brought petite fours for everybody.
Yeah, no, we call them little square donuts. That's the best way to
of course
describe those things. But everybody likes churros, so that's what I brought, churros.
Yeah, those sound good. All right, we'll check that out, 4708 West Toohey. We'll take a quick break, and then we have restaurant news and your main review for the week. First up here is the weather. And let me tell you, the best bet for a bike ride this weekend is definitely going to be Sunday.
That is simply not true.
No, trust me on that. You got no Bears game Sunday, and it's going to be cool but sunny, whereas Saturday,
no, see,
it's going to be...
I think the forecast has been updated since you...
really?
Yeah, we need to mute
that
your microphone.
That is simply not true.
Steve, I'll mute him. You set us straight, please. It's our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, the author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And, Lieutenant, you've got kind of a Latin theme going today, don't you?
I do. Well, I have a Latin theme going because prior to my trip down to Tennessee, which we went for our anniversary, I took my wife out to dinner. So this is a more expensive restaurant than what we normally talk about. And it's Maria's Mexican Restaurant 9440 West Foster in Rosemont, right behind the Capitol Grill there. And it's a real high-end Mexican restaurant. It was a very nice place. I actually never been there before. My wife suggested it, so we went out there. And they have I don't know how it's going to work now. They do have indoor dining, but they also have one of the new shells. It's kind of got a louvered ceiling, and the doors open all the way up. Mm. So it's considered outdoor, but they were able to heat it pretty well.
Yeah, that's good.
And then they also have a full-on patio, too, with a fireplace. It's actually a beautiful place. And so we went out there, and we sat out in the semi-outdoor dining area because it was a little chilly. And they make fresh guacamole, like, while you wait. They don't make it at the table, like some of the places I went to, but it was clearly fresh-made guacamole. And I love good guacamole, and you can always tell when it's like pureed or whatever in the machine, or whether it's real avocados and everything. And they even put some jalapenos in there.
That's the best.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really like that. They do it American style without the jalapenos, but if you ask them, they'll put the jalapenos in, which is the real way to eat it. So, all right, and I'm going to mess up these names, but. I know my wife loved this. It's called Huanchinego El Mojo de Ayo, I think.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, good, good. It's a whole red snapper, charbroiled with garlic and wine sauce. It takes 35 minutes, but my wife will tell you it was worth the wait. And she's got a gluten intolerance, so it's not gluten-free, but if you ask, they were able to do it gluten-free. And she said it was one of those things where it was so good that even after she was full, because it was the plate was huge, she just kept eating because it was so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. And you tried steak too there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had, is this right, Tampiquina?
I'd have to ask Marianne about that one, but we'll go with it for now.
It was charbroiled skirt steak, and it came with a cheese enchilada. And, man, I'm telling you, the skirt steak was absolutely perfect. I don't know how many times, I'm always a little leery of ordering skirt steak because the way it's thin or something, it's almost, I every time I get it, it seems like it's overcooked. This was absolutely perfect, and it had, like, this lime juice thing in it. I felt the same way. I just kept eating. I finished the whole damn thing because it was so good.
You're making us all hungry. So Maria's Mexican Restaurant in Rosemont, 9440 West Foster, and you say they have a nice patio and sort of semi-outdoor dining, but with these restrictions now, it's going to be rough, and of course we got the cold weather coming in starting tonight, but sounds like a great place to carry out some good Mexican food.
Yeah, and they have a huge dinner menu. They got a lot of different things that you can try. I think they do curbside, you can bring it out to your car and stuff. Mm. And you can't order it to take out like everywhere nowadays. So it's really, well worth the drive out to Rosemont. Plug the address in though, 9440 West Wasser, because, it's behind all the main restaurants on the main route there. So you kind of got to know where Foster is. It's a little different than it is in Chicago. It's the same street, same place, but it picks up after River Road there. So it's a little, it throws you off a little bit. It's like a side street out there in Rosemont.
Right. Got it. Okay, good. News coming up at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's our restaurant news, though. And I see, Lieutenant, on your notes here that you saw that spread in the Sun-Times. We did talk to Dennis Foley about that book, No Ketchup, Chicago's Top 50 Hot Dogs and the Stories Behind Them. Did you read the book yet?
I've ordered it. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm supposed to get it tomorrow. Dennis Foley is basically my inspiration, so I wanted to mention that. I kind of make fun a lot about the Streets and Sands and stuff, but he wrote the forerunner to the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, was the Streets and Sandman's Guide to Chicago Eats, and then the publisher hired us to do an update. And he's a great writer. This is such a great idea, and all the people that were in the Sun-Times that he talked to I've at least met, and I wish I would have had the same idea, especially the lady from Broncos. I used to go to her all the time in the 19th District. She's a very interesting person, just a sweetheart of a lady, and it's a great to put those stories out there. I disagreed a little bit with some of his best top five on the North Side hot dog places, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun.
I would put Jimmy's instead of Wolfie's, but
yeah, it's a fun little book to put in your glove compartment. It's not the extensive history of Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog by our friend Bob Schwartz, but it's a good one. And I know you wanted to mention what they're doing at the Emerald City. Is it a coffee house?
Yeah, they're raising money to keep their cafe open, and I can't find my notes for the address. But Emerald City, I didn't. The one they're trying to keep open is up in. I'm sorry, I didn't print out the address for the one they're trying to keep open. But I used to go to the one on Sheridan Road, but just south of Irving. It's a really they're really good people. They have a great coffee, and it really it's one of those things that this COVID is doing is destroying a lot of these small businesses. So if you can look up Emerald Coffee, and they have I'm missing the page.
Do you need help? Can I call an officer? you need a policeman?
Well, this is what happens when you're sitting in the car waiting to get a swab stuck up your nose. I can't find the notes for that.
All right. We'll look it up and mention it in a few minutes. And then quickly, before we let you go, there's an all-day brunch going on that I know you wanted to mention at Wake and Bacon, right?
Yeah, Wake and Bacon, the CBD-infused all-day brunch concept. This really caught my eye because I'm wondering if I can eat there or is it going to mess with my random drug test that I have to take all half the time. Every time I talk about a place like this on the air, all of a sudden they randomly get selected for a drug test.
Well, so, check it out. It's at 420 West Belmont, Wake and Bacon. All right, Lieutenant. Yeah. That's it for today. We'll look forward to seeing you hopefully in the studio next week.
All right, I'll see you then. Have a good week.
Hey, let's be careful out here.
To follow up on Lieutenant David Haynes, Emerald City, there are two. One's at 3938 North Sheridan. The other is in Uptown at 1224 West Wilson.